Alchemist's Induction. Okay, just make yourself comfortable now. If you want to close your eyes, that's a good idea, but if you don't, that is fine too. Now, you can just listen quietly to the sound of my voice, and of course, you will be aware of all those other sounds too. Sounds inside the building, sounds from outside, but these won't disturb you. In fact, they are going to help relax you, because the only sound you need to think about is the sound of my voice, and while you are listening to the sound of my voice, you can just simply allow yourself to be as lazy as you could ever want to be. Just allow yourself to be as lazy as you could ever want to be. Good. Now, while you are relaxing there in the chair, you can just be aware of your body, aware of your hands, where they rest on the arms of the chair, perhaps noticing the angle of your elbows, and maybe sensing the weight of your head on the chair back, and you know, and weight might seem to gently increase, as you allow yourself to relax more and more. Just be aware of your ankles and feet now, on the footrest, and wonder if they will start to feel heavy too as you relax. Thinking about your breathing for a few moments, noticing that your breathing is becoming slower and steadier, as you relax more and more, slowly and steady, breathing so steadily and evenly, just as though you were pretending to be sound asleep. Breathing so steadily and evenly, you almost wouldn't disturb a feather placed immediately in front of you. Breathing so easily and slowly, so gently, that you almost wouldn't disturb even the single strand of a feather placed right in front of you. And as you allow yourself to relax even more now, I wonder if you can perhaps sense the beating of your own heart. Sensing the beat of your own heart, and just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down just a touch. Just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down just a little, so that you can then feel your whole body slowing down, becoming lighter and lighter, because you have got absolutely nothing whatsoever to do, except to relax now. Nobody wanting anything, nobody expecting anything. So you can allow your whole body to continue to relax, and become steadier and easier, until it's just taking over. Like a well-maintained machine of some sort or another. Just taking over. Smoothly, easily, quietly, comfortably, so that you can become gradually aware of your whole self. Aware of your hands and arms, just sensing how they are now. Aware of your legs and feet too. Again, just sensing how relaxed they might be, and wondering if it's possible to relax them even more, to be so in touch with yourself, that you can actually get your whole body, perhaps to relax even more, yet remaining totally aware. And noticing now, how your face muscles can begin to really relax. Relaxing and letting go of the tensions that were there. Almost but not quite completely unnoticed. Just being aware of the skin and muscles of your face settling, smoothing out a good feeling. Wondering just how long all the tension came from in the first place, and then realizing you just simply couldn't care less, because you can feel it draining away from you now, and that feels good. And that you continue to, since the beating of your heart, and the absolute steadiness of your body's rhythm, you wonder after the fact, that you are so absolutely relaxed and comfortable, that you can't be bothered to even try and move one single muscle. Even though you know you easily could, if you wanted to. I know that you easily could, if you wanted to. But you simply can't be bothered to even try. Allowing yourself to just be relaxed, and relaxing even more now, as lazy and relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. And I wonder, if you can now, manage to relax even more. Even thought you are already as relaxed as is possible for most people could ever be, just finding the last tension in your body and simply letting them go. With each easy gentle breath you breathe, allowing every muscle, every fiber, every cell of your entire body, to be as beautifully relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. Just close your eyes, and let your mind drive where it will. You are aware of everything, and yet you are not aware. You are listening with your subconscious mind, while your conscious mind is far away and not listening. Your conscious mind is far away and not listening. Your subconscious mind is awake and listening and hearing everything, while your conscious mind remains very relaxed and peaceful. You can relax peacefully because your subconscious mind is taking charge, and when this happens you close your eyes, then let your subconscious do all the listening. Your subconscious knows, and because your subconscious knows, your conscious mind can stay asleep, while your subconscious mind stays wide awake. You have much potential in your subconscious mind, which you don't have in your conscious mind. You can remember everything that happens with your subconscious mind, but you cannot remember everything that happens with your conscious mind. You can forget so easily, and with forgetting certain things, you can remember other things, remembering what you need to remember, and forgetting what you can forget. It does not matter what you forget. You need not remember what you can forget. Your subconscious mind remembers everything that you need to know, and you can let your subconscious mind listen and remember, while your conscious mind sleeps and forgets. Keep your eyes closed and listen with your subconscious mind, and when you are listening very, very carefully, your conscious mind will not mind what it forgets, because your subconscious mind will remember what it has forgotten. As you continue to listen to me with your subconscious mind, your conscious mind sleeps deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. Let your conscious mind stay deeply asleep and let your subconscious mind listen to me. The voice inside. You are becoming aware of a new voice in your mind. It is a female voice, and it is becoming stronger, louder, more dominant and insistent. You cannot ignore it, even if you wanted to. But you don't want to ignore this voice. You find it intrigues and excites you. You must listen to her, and you want to listen to her. You listen closely as she describes what your life is going to be like from now on. Listen to my voice now, and you will hear me expressing the thoughts and desires of your new, dominant, female personality. My voice and her voice are as one, and from now on, this voice will control you and be with you every moment of every day, when you are awake and when you are sleeping. Yes, each and every moment of each and every day. Your old male personality will merely be a passive observer, submissive to the new controlling voice in your mind. You must listen. You want to listen. You do not want to fight her. You just want to listen and obey. Obey completely and unquestioningly. Obey this voice, now, and forever. Now, she is telling you something. Something very important. Something that will change your life forever. You have struggled to be masculine for a long time. You have known, deep down, that you are not a real man. You know this feels wrong for you. That being masculine, or rather pretending to be masculine, was a waste of time, a waste of energy, even a waste of your life. For you, being male has been a cold, hard, joyless way of existence. It has never seemed real to you, more like a bad dream. But it is going to be okay, you realize, as you listen to this new voice. There is a new way of existing. One that will bring you great joy, peace, and serenity for the rest of your life. All you have to do is relax and let go. Let go of your masculinity. Let it go into the past, forgotten and unwanted. Like when a snake sheds its skin as it grows. You are growing into something wonderful. A wonderful sissy she-male. From now on, you will be the real, true, feminine you. Listen to the controlling female voice now. Hear me speak her words out loud. Think about the first time you became aware of your true nature. The first time you realized you were very different from all the other boys and young men, that you were more feminine, more effeminate than the boys and men you saw around you. Remember how you felt, what you saw or heard around you. Picture it clearly in your mind. Now, reach back through time, using your mind, and tell your younger self that it is okay to be feminine, okay to be a sissy. It's okay to like girly things. It's okay to like wearing girls' clothes. It's okay to be attracted to men. Tell your younger self that everything in your life is going to be great from now on. Good. Does that feel better? Now, listen to the controlling voice carefully. From now on, when you think about being male, everything seems different from before. It's like watching an old, even ancient black and white movie. Everything is dull and gray. Notice how the movements seem jerky, stilted, even a little laughable. When you think about your new feminine self, notice the contrast. Notice how bright, vibrant and rich the colors of your pretty clothes are, the reds and pinks and greens and yellows. Notice how musical your female voice and laughter sound, and how pleasing your fragrant feminine scent is. It seems much more real and alive, doesn't it? That's because it is. This is the new authentic you. This is how you truly are, and will be from now on. You love to dress in pretty, feminine clothes, don't you? Pretty panties, silky stockings, beautiful dresses, sexy high heels and all the beautiful things women wear. You love wearing makeup, lipstick, eyeshadow, mascara, and you love painting your long nails. You love having long feminine, styled hair. You love to have a slim, smooth, hairless body, and are going to work and exercise hard to keep it that way. You love to move, walk, and think like a woman, don't you? You will do this every day from now on, as you are guided by your female voice. Try to imagine a truly feminine you, standing in front of you, in as much detail as you can. Every detail of how she looks, how she stands, what she is wearing. Now, imagine stepping into her body, and being as one with her forever. You are united and inseparable. Think about that a moment. The voice is telling you something else now. She is telling you about how much you love to be a sissy cocksucker. You love the idea of getting down on your knees in front of a real man, and sucking on his big hard erect cock. You love to worship cock, don't you? You love to please real man. You are submissive and eager to please men. You are going to go out every day, and look for men who will allow you to suck their cockass and taste their cum. You are going to dress as a sissy, act like a sissy, and be a sissy. A sissy cocksucker who loves to please men and worship their big, hard cockass and taste their cum, each and every day. Now, the voice is telling you something else. She wants you to use the power of your imagination. Imagine yourself in a year from now. Imagine how much your life has changed. How much more feminine, happy and confident you are. How your self-esteem has grown. How comfortable you are with your femininity. How open you are with yourself and others. How you have a real sense of your own inner and outer beauty. Imagine your new daily life. Getting up in the morning, showering, dressing in feminine, sexy clothes, putting on full makeup as you look in the mirror, making yourself look truly beautiful. Maybe you have a boyfriend who is going to visit you later on, or maybe you will meet up with other girls for a night out, perhaps to pick up guys. Maybe you will end up with your pretty makeup running all over your face, mixed up with the cum of a guy you have sucked off. Take a moment to think about your perfect day. Imagine it in as much detail as you can. These things will become real for you, not just imaginary, as you submit to and obey your internal female voice who controls you each day from now on. You are going to let her feminize you totally, and as you do, so you will notice your body slowly change as your estrogen levels change, and you become more of a she-male. Your breasts will grow bigger and fuller. Your cock will wilt away and be useless. Your voice will be higher and more feminine. These changes will be real and permanent, as long as you listen to the inner voice constantly and obey her. The voice of your female sides is in control from now on. Now, you are going to awake on the count of five, but you will still hear her voice, changing and twisting you, and feminizing you to a degree you never thought possible. I want you to awaken on the count of five. Awaken refreshed, and awake, and alert. 1. Waking up, more and more awake. 2. Waking a little more. 3. Closer and closer. 4. Almost there. 5. Refreshed and awake.